Today, I'll give you two characteristics of Ghanaians, because we have to do a study on Ghanaians. If you want, if you want to break through beyond your limitation, your national limitation, if you want to break through beyond it, you must first study and know the situation. One is carbology. Oh, yeah, heko, heko. We are all here. We are all here. You won't go anywhere. Look, it's in our blood. Let's admit it. It's in the blood. When you see Joe Metal singing, when you are nobody, that one you don't care. Oh, Virgil, you're worshiping God. The moment you become a minister, and then you have risen a bit, when you see Joe Metal cry, this guy, he's not spiritual cry. He needs more prayer. He must get revelation. It's too commercial. The Ghanaian blood has started speaking. It's not you. It's the truth. It's not you, but something in the blood has started speaking. And if you don't have a revelation of it and shut it, shut that spirit right there, it will bring you trouble. Small achievement. We are comfortable. Small achievement too. Nobody is telling Pastor Bernard, this assignment, I've done it. Give me more. Pastor Bernard, yay, if you don't give me assignment, I am not letting you have your peace. Give me the assignment. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. That's just not even serious. Crazy students. Crazy students. Do you understand? If you know where you are going, there's a certain attitude that will take you there. That is the attitude I'm talking about. You must audit your attitude. Check your attitude. This attitude, will it get me there? Check it very well. All of us, this attitude, will it get us there? Let me... And all this, I'm saying that when God shows you the future, he shows you when you are small, the future, your attitude, you must change something to make that future you saw come to reality. Hallelujah. Amen. When you are working at Bank of Ghana, let's say you are the head of a department, you are head of this catering. You know, they have cafeterias in these big places. So let's say you are the head caterer, chief caterer, or is it matron or what? Whichever. Uh-huh. And then you are head over that department. And then you hear that, hey, some training, people are doing some courses, some training. Ah, now you're genius. Your genius, people who are in your department, who serve under you, hey, you realize that they are going for some course B. And that course, no, after the course, they will be promoted. When somebody below you is being promoted, where is the person being promoted to? Gloria, where is the person being promoted to?
To replace you.
It is two things, either replacement or overtaking. All of them, are they good news? No. They are bad news. So when you hear that they are doing their course, what will you do? You also upgrade. So why is it that? And some of these, sometimes they don't even know God. But the person just knows that, no, I have to secure myself. Otherwise, I'll be kicked out. So why is it that when it comes to the work of God, upgrading is a problem? If you go to one meeting, you went to learn one or two secrets, you feel that you've arrived. The next meeting, oh, I'm caught up somewhere. You are watching this thing, Kunkumbagia on TV. I'm caught up somewhere. Jesus will tell you that even leave the dead, let the dead bury the dead, and go and do the work. After that, you can go and... When it comes to God, it's work first. So, do you have that mindset? So, those who get the visions, there are a lot. Everybody here, when you were a child, you displayed some power of God. But right now, you are old. Make up your mind that you will pick on or put on the mindset for that thing to come to reality. Otherwise, it will always be a dream. Hallelujah. How many want to experience that? What they saw come to reality. Not it always being a dream, no. What they saw is coming to reality. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask all of you, you talk for yourself personally, what you are going to do to see that coming to reality. Francis. I have just 2 minutes. Uh-huh.
What I'm going to
do. Uh-huh. Oh, it's a secret. Who has one that is not a secret? Everybody's own secret. Ghanaian attitude. It's not good. But Kofi, we must talk about it one of these days. The Christian Ghanaian. The Ghanaian Christian. We have to stop being Ghanaians and become Christians. Ghanaian. When you try it, oh, this thing, me cry, I tried it, it didn't work. Another one, they'll be talking to you, a stranger, nicely. Oh, hello, welcome. Oh, this is Ghana. Oh, this is nice people. Yo, you're welcome. The moment the person turns, any tickets here. Kofi, the Ghanaian attitude. We must talk about it seriously. Seriously, because it's in our blood. We have to rise above it. We have to rise above it. Ah. Above. Amen. So let's start with everybody here. Amen. Everybody here be determined that you will change. The enemy will fight you. Since 2016, we've been meeting every Sunday except we didn't meet. Have you ever thought about it? Except we didn't meet, it's no more than 3 times a year that we didn't meet. Since 2016, every Sunday, before Wednesdays to... At the first was Thursdays, then it became Wednesdays. Every Sunday, hey, when God blesses us one day, and you say we're going to, we insult you. every Sunday we meet. Every Sunday. Just a music ministry every Sunday. You see, because we want to prosper in what we are doing for the Lord, it must grow. Hallelujah.